All right, at this time, it's time to turn the floor over to President Killeen to give us our second update on the strategic framework. President Killeen? Music to advance yourself. Wow. Certainly set a high bar for future presentations.
I hadn't seen that before, but we have a great university, as you can tell. So my presentation here today is the second in a series that we'll be giving on our progress in terms of implementing the strategic framework. So it's entitled The Strategic Framework in Action. And today we want to focus on a proposed groundbreaking new relationship between the University of Illinois system and its single most important long-standing investor and benefactor, the state of Illinois. Unprecedented in Illinois, the legislative initiative that we will unveil today, and it was filed this morning in Springfield as House Bill 6623, remember that number, 6623, would set in law the level of funding and regulatory relief the U of I system can rely upon for the next 5 years, as well as setting in law, for the first time, the performance, accountability, and transparency commitments that the U of I would provide to the families of Illinois in return. Before discussing the details and a vote by the trustees to urge approval of this pioneering compact, I would like to introduce members of the Illinois General Assembly who are here today from the U of I caucus, who've been collaborating with us in this creative thinking from the very beginning, including, and perhaps you could stand up or wave or something, Senator Bill Cunningham and Representative Michael Zaleski, who are our bill's chief co-sponsors, several of the many co-sponsors, Senator Toy Hutchinson, Senator Scott Bennett, Representative Bob Pritchard, Representative Carol Ammons, and I'm told Senator Chapin Rose is on the way and will be here at noon. I'd also like to welcome State Representative-elect Juliana Stratton, an Urbana Champaign graduate. And I want to thank our OGR team, our stellar OGR team, Lindsay Anderson, Jennifer Creasy, and Melissa Haas, for all their hard work in getting us to this point, Mr. Chairman. To put today's conversation in some kind of perspective, I'd like to remind you of a powerful statement in Illinois' Constitution. It says, quote, "The state shall provide for an efficient system of high-quality public educational institutions and services." It then goes on to say that the state has the primary responsibility for financing the system of public education. So today begins a conversation about how we can redefine our long and successful partnership with the state to achieve the vision of the founding fathers. And I want to start with the strategic framework. And within that document, you all recall, we have a pledge. And the pledge is to offer the best possible return on investment for our many stakeholders at the University of Illinois, and to ensure that we are efficient, competitive, and constantly improving. So investment is a key word for us, and we want to, and it's item number one on the Board of Trustees agenda today, states that the flagship system for higher education and healthcare in Illinois, the University of Illinois system, is one of Illinois' most vital assets and investment by the state and its people for eight generations of Illinois families. So House Bill 6623, submitted today, explicitly spells out and codifies exactly what that ongoing investment should be in the next 5 years and how we would make good of it in terms of accessibility, affordability, enrollment of Illinois residents, diversity, student success, academic excellence, and public accountability and transparency. And all of this is in the context of our strategic framework, and I just want to remind you of the four pillars. Pillar one, an institution of and for our students, research and scholarship with global impact, which includes curing diabetes, incidentally, a healthy future for Illinois and the Midwest, and tomorrow's university today. These are our four strategic pillars, and I want to thank again the trustees for unanimously approving our framework, which gives us the vehicle within which all this work is being done. And to note again that we're very proud of our record enrollment numbers that were reported in the September update, and we do intend to build upon those successes. And as a preview of the next presentation in this series in January, we will review our strategic enrollment initiatives. So what do we mean by this new initiative? And it has a name. We call it IPAC. It's the University of Illinois System Investment, Performance, and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC. And this was the spark, this initiative and this discussion has been all underpinning the legislation that was introduced today. In a nutshell, the state would commit to fund the U of I system at a designated, stable, and appropriate level for the next 5 years, and also to rid us of regulatory red tape in procurement, financing, and capital projects, and inventory review that will allow us to be more agile. Combined, that will help the university to operate with more agility and effectiveness in the very competitive higher education and healthcare sectors to build on our rich legacy of service to Illinois taxpayers and families. The university, in turn, would commit to hold year-to-year tuition increases for in-state students to no more than the rate of inflation, capping at no more than the rate of inflation. We would commit to admit specific numbers of Illinois residents, undergraduates across the systems with numerical metrics. We would commit to distribute a set amount of need-based financial aid. And we would commit to meet or exceed high rates of student retention and graduation rates. And finally, publicly report on our website at the start of each academic year the system's performance against a multi-point set of mutually agreed upon performance metrics. This would be a fundamentally recasting of the relationship between the state and the University of Illinois system, establishing for the first time a binding statutory partnership based on mutual trust and state law. And it's arguably, I think this is a true statement, would be the most comprehensive agreement of its kind in the nation, and the first in Illinois history to incorporate public university performance standards into state law. This would be taking University of Illinois into a national leadership position. And it does reflect out-of-the-box strategic thinking at a time when our state and university inarguably need it most. And it does fundamentally reflect a bedrock commitment to fulfill our key role at the university system as an economic engine for the state, ensuring impact through accountability. So now I'd like to summarize the two sides of this proposed compact, starting with the state commitment, which would be obviously the predictable budgetary investment. In this legislative step, the General Assembly and the Governor would agree to an annual appropriation amount for the U of I system over the next 5 years. Obviously, at each year, there would be a discrete appropriation action, but there would be an agreement for the glide path moving forward. And it would start with the foundational appropriation of $662 million for the current fiscal year of 2017, and this is equal to the original appropriation for FY15. In each successive year, the appropriation would increase by no more than the rate of inflation as measured by the Federal Consumer Price Index, and that's what we've projected into the next 5 years. The General Assembly would vote annually to appropriate the agreed-upon funds to the University of Illinois, provided we on our side at the university system have met our commitments in this compact. This profile would provide financial certainty for the state and for the U of I, certainty and predictability that's critical to maintain our excellence and to plan our future. In addition, the state under IPAC would provide regulatory reforms that would measurably improve efficiency and our ability to recruit and retain the top faculty. Examples of this would be to exempt the system from the procurement code, which would increase nimbleness and avoid costly delays that threaten to chase away top faculty who are at the core of our excellence. Reinstate the Certificate of Participation program, which has expired, which allows us to finance academic buildings, and amend the Property Control Act, which would reform some cumbersome regulations. The agreement would also establish a new state-financed Illinois Excellence Fund to support capital incentive initiatives at each system campus. And this would help us provide state-of-the-art classroom and research facilities to leverage recruitment and retention of world-class faculty. So on our side, at the side of the university system, there are multiple commitments. I'll start with the commitment to affordability, a major commitment that we've already honored over the last couple of years with our freeze in tuition. But access, affordability, diversity, and student success are inherent to our approach. This is what culminates in a U of I degree, which is a lifelong credential of academic excellence, and they're at the core of this investment, performance and accountability commitment. The predictability over the next 5 years and the cap on tuition in constant year dollars would be the parents of forthcoming students, such as sang our Illinois song earlier today, high schoolers that are imagining going to the University of Illinois. This would provide them a glide path into the future that would be predictable and provide a level of affordability as well, capped as it is, the way I've shown it here, in constant FY dollars. You can see we've already turned the curve. We flattened the curve, and in the last 4 years, we've had 1.8%, 1.8%, 0.0, and this would take it into the next 5 years. I think that single step would provide a degree of certainty for Illinois families that has not been prevalent up to date. So that's the first system commitment. The second one is on affordability and access. In addition to capping any annual increases for undergraduate state tuition and fees at the inflation rate, we would continue and commit to continue to provide a significant level of financial aid for undergraduate students, half of whom currently do not pay the full sticker price. And the number here, $83 million, is bigger than the MAP grant number that the state currently appropriates for the University of Illinois. So it would be a big commitment and contribution from the university to access. We would set aside 12.5%, and that number is in the bill, of our annual appropriation for need-based financial aid to go along with the Pell Grants from the federal government and the Illinois Monetary Assistance Program, MAP funds, for a total of approximately $143 million annually for need-based tuition and fee support. And just note that since 2010, supplemental need-based financial aid for U of I students has more than doubled from $36 million in 2010 to $84.9 million. So that's our second commitment. The third one in the House bill is a commitment to diversity. On top of that $83 million, we would commit to provide at least $15 million per year in financial aid for underrepresented groups. And these would include minorities and students from geographically underrepresented areas of Illinois. The total financial aid pool would help us build on our recent success in ensuring that our universities do truly reflect the rich diversity of the state. As you know, this fall, the U of I system saw significant gains in undergraduate minority enrollment for the second straight year. Enrollment of African-American undergraduates increased by more than 5%, while undergraduate Latino enrollment was up by more than 11%. Combined, African-American and Latino enrollment comprise nearly 25% of the system's on-campus undergraduate enrollment. Enrollment of students from traditionally underserved Illinois counties was up about 4% this year, but we've got a long way to go, and this commitment will help us extend that geographic diversity commitment to other regions within Illinois. The next one is a commitment from the system to Illinois residents. Our record enrollment numbers for this year, topping 81,000 for the first time, reflect an increase in Illinois residents, and we're committed to continuing that into the next five-year future. A significant percentage of our current undergraduates are from Illinois. Overall, more than 80% across our three universities. That's the blue bar here. This fall, we enrolled a total of 55,700 undergraduates system-wide, and that's equivalent to the total undergraduate enrollments combined of Northwestern, University of Chicago, Loyola, DePaul, Notre Dame, Augustana, and Wheaton College. We are big, and we are going to continue with that commitment. Under the IPAC, we would set high annual thresholds for admitting Illinois residents as first-time students or transfers in undergraduate programs by more than 27,000 system-wide, and that would be a number in statute. We would also commit that Illinois residents make up at least the half, 50%, of any future undergraduate enrollment. And these are numbers that have been rising steadily that we are determined to build on that I want to describe in more detail at the next board meeting. Then we also have a commitment in this agreement for retention and success. We already have a high retention rate of first-year students that we're very proud of. This is a world-class university system. It's much higher than the national average, which is for a first-year retention rate at 72%. We're at system-wide 87%. We would set benchmarks for first-year retention to ensure that we never lose focus on student success, maintaining at least 87% retention rate and continuing this excellence. And every percent above 87% is hard won and difficult to gain, but we would establish a minimum requirement moving forward, 87%. We also have a currently high six-year graduation rate that is well above the national average of 60%. And the commitment to continuing these high standards maintaining would be to maintain at least a 72% six-year graduation rate for first-time freshmen in undergraduate programs. So the state would know what it is attaining through this investment. We would do this by sharpening our unwavering commitment to students. That's our fundamental commitment. Through mentoring programs, excellent faculty, retention, recruitment, through the provision of student-centered facilities and support systems that are the foundations of success. Our commitment will also be to accountability, and we will increase accountability by providing an annual web-based, easily usable report card, and we've already made a lot of progress along these lines. In that report card, we will explicitly define the goals. In this example, there's a five-year target in the dotted horizontal line of enrollment and our progress towards those goals, divided by, obviously, university, but you could drill down by program and college and school. We already provide much of this data in many forms, but we are recommitting to the transparency of everything we do in a web-based format. Key indicators of our success will be published annually online, and of course in this brave new world we would be held to account annually in the annual appropriation process on how well we have been doing. So that is the essence of the bill that has been filed. And again, I want to thank and really deeply appreciate all of the support from the bipartisan group of legislators that's been involved. The bill is being filed today, this morning. So we want to thank our caucus and co-sponsors and everybody who's been involved in this. In conclusion, this initiative empowers the University of Illinois to perform for the families of Illinois. Straightforward in its outlook in terms of investment matched by performance. It's not a 5% performance budget. It's a 100% performance budget. We think that it deserves a favorable consideration by the Board of Trustees on the U of I IPAC, and I think that a favorable vote will send an important message to our stakeholders, including our elected officials in Springfield, who are the stewards of this 150-year investment by the state in one of its most valuable assets. So members of the board and all of our supporters in the audience here today can help by letting your legislators know that you support the IPAC. It is not business as usual. It is business as required in the public interest, which would take what is often seen as a dysfunctional system into a place where I think we could be fundamentally proud of our commitment, bidirectional commitment with this important stakeholder. So that's my presentation, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions.
All right. Well, first of all, just let me make a comment to the legislators. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your belief in higher education, and specifically thanks for your support to the University of Illinois. I've spent most of the last 30 years of my life working on negotiating relationships, private sector primarily rather than public sector. But I've always found that there's two things that are important for two groups to come together and work together. Number one is a willingness on both sides, from you all from a legislative standpoint, from us as a university to move forward in a positive manner. And I think if you can come together with a win-win proposition, a proposition that hopefully addresses the concerns that you all have had about higher education, but at the same time, President Killeen, the kinds of things that we think are critical for the university system to move forward. And hopefully we've put on the table with your help an approach that is a win-win, and I realize you all are up against tough issues that you address. But I certainly appreciate your willingness to consider this and support this process. So let me yield to the rest of our trustees. Any comments that you have? Yes, sir. Nathan.
Yep. I have, first of all, I want to say that I've read through all the language here. I think it's a fantastic plan. I, too, want to thank the legislators for being here today. It's a strong show of support. The only question that I have related to this is when we get into the university's commitment to in-state students, we put an exact number on that. So I'm wondering what our rationale is in putting an exact number rather than a percentage on that.
It's a number, but it's actually a floor. Okay. It defines the minimum contribution of Illinois residents. So the actual numbers will be well above that. We do want to see our percentage grow of Illinois residents. We don't have the perfect crystal ball into the future. We also, in some of our universities more than others, have some major opportunities for international enrollment that we want to take advantage of. I'll give you an example. We have only 40 students from Mexico. That may be a number that we might want to consider eking up. So we've been talking about this for the last year and have settled on this approach, but it again, all these numbers are floors of performance. We intend to outperform all of these numbers as well.
Yes, Jill.
I just have a really really picky comment, and it's about the one-page summary of this. And because I read this first, and what jumped out to me is that for the obligations for U of I, there's a lot of specificity in here. And then when you read the obligations of the state, it's completely vague and ambiguous. You know, just to provide a stable appropriation. Well, who would define what a stable appropriation is? When you unpeel back the layers, though, there is a lot more in terms of, you know, saying a specified amount and other things. So I just suggest if we're going to use this as our summary, that we put a little bit more of the burden and obligation on the state's part in addition, you know, to ours.
Yes, thank you, Jill. As you noted, there is much more specificity in the bill itself.
Yes.
We do recognize that this bill is being introduced. There will be debate on the floor. There will be discussion. There will be additional negotiation in all likelihood.
Yep.
But the numbers here are the numbers that we've come up with in this bipartisan approach over the last year.
Yep. Yeah. Good point. Yes, Karen.
The legislators, by the nature of what they do, are going to need a lot of public support from their constituents, from other public groups, as they do on everything that they vote on. At least they like public input on what they're voting on. I assume that we will work
Yes.
toward that goal to assist them in feeling comfortable about their input into this and their vote on it.
Absolutely, and I'm taking advantage of your question to ask our two primary co-sponsors to the podium to who can maybe answer that. Obviously, we have vehicles to build public support, and those vehicles have been sort of getting a lot of exercise in the weight room this last year. So, thanks to the Alumni Association, other vehicles, and support from our student base and our faculty and our staff and the families who benefit, and the private sector as well that appreciates the. I think we can do it, but I'd love to hear the comments from our representative.
I'll be quick and brief. Thank you for the question. Thank you for having us today as an alumnus of the school of the UIUC campus. It's incredibly nice to be here and an honor to be here. To your specific question, I think the U of I remains a beacon for the state of Illinois among turbulent times. I think I won't speak for my colleagues, but the sentiment is this becomes an opportunity for us to prop up that beacon with some things that can chart a course for a very good, sustainable future. And so to the extent that we can present that as a message and get alumni networks and get students and get parents of students, prospective parents of students, to come around this plan and rally behind it, I think it will do wonders to help try to get it to the governor's desk.
I am Senator Bill Cunningham. I represent the southwest side and southwest suburbs of Cook County, and I'd like to thank the president and everyone involved in the university for asking me to be a partner in this. I'm a graduate of UIC. I spent many time in this room back in the 80s covering Board of Trustees meetings, trying to find an angle, something interesting to write about. It was usually about tuition increases. So, and there hasn't been any of those for a few years, so I think the students are welcoming that. We have our work cut out for us in Springfield, getting this passed in large part due to the climate we're dealing with in Springfield. But this is a proposal that has bipartisan support, and I think is something that is laid out to ordinary citizens, voters, and taxpayers in Illinois. It's something that is very attractive to them. And the idea of funding being tied to accountability and performance is something that is very sellable in the legislature and to the people. So we have our work cut out for us, but I think that we have a very good product here, and we're hopeful that we'll prevail.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More questions or comments? Yes.
I have a comment.
Tim?
I'd like to say it really does my heart good to see both sides of the General Assembly, both sides of the aisle of the General Assembly represented today and engaged. After all, the University of Illinois is all about equal opportunity. I would implore you to convince your General Assembly colleagues that the stakes are very high for all Illinois citizens. Obviously, I'm biased, but I feel strongly that the University of Illinois is key to the future and the rejuvenation of our state. In my humble opinion, our young Illinoisans are our most precious resource. And my biggest concern is that due to fiscal uncertainty, many of them go out of state for college. I believe it was 16,000 last year. A New York Times article states that we are the second highest state for exporting our young. And statistics show us that two-thirds of those 16,000 will never return to settle in Illinois. This represents an enormous loss, a huge brain drain for the state. We are losing our best and brightest at a record rate. And if we do not reverse this trend, I worry this could possibly be a death spiral for Illinois.
Thank you, Tim. Pat?
Sure. So let me just echo the thoughts that people expressed that this is a terrific idea, and I think it shows true leadership, and I personally enthusiastically support the idea. I had two questions when I read it, one of which Nathan already addressed. But the one thing I think I wanted to have an understanding of, or at least note a concern about how we implement it. I believe in diversity, and I think we should be full-throated in our pursuit of diversity throughout the university, both racial, ethnic, demographic, geographic, et cetera. And I think that's both the right thing to do by individual students. It's the right thing to do by the institutions so that we have diverse perspectives. And I think students from different backgrounds will succeed. I also have full-throated support for making access to the university affordable for everyone. And I just think we need to be careful if we get to a situation where we impose a metric for financial aid to underrepresented persons. If we hit the diversity metric, we should meet that easily. If for any reason we don't meet it, I want to make sure that we don't take racial identity into account in how much money we give people. If somebody's family can't afford to go to the university, that student should get the same amount of aid. I don't think there was anything written here that indicated anything otherwise, but I just think we should just be clear in the messaging that we're for diversity, we're for financial aid, and if we do both of those things, we'll meet that metric easily. But I thank everyone for their hard work on this.
Thank you for the comment.
Thank you, Pat.
Chairman?
Yes, Jim.
You know, I think one of the overarching...
Jim, you may want to put the mic a little closer for everybody.
I can usually be heard without a mic.
I don't want anybody to miss what you say.
I'll give it a try. First of all, I want to commend the legislators for sponsoring this very important legislation. Thank Dr. Killeen and everyone involved in this process, because As of yesterday, I'm walking down the street and I see an outstanding faculty member of this university who is retiring, in large part related to the uncertainty of the funding of the university. And by having stable funding, that will enable us to avoid the brain drain that's happening at this university. And so I think it's one of the most important pieces of legislation we can pass and one of the most important objectives that we can have as a university and as a state.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, I'd like to just quick comment on all of these points. Trustee Courts, the outflow of talent from Illinois is very, very much in our minds with all of these actions, and it's financial, but it's also excellence, it's quality, it's follow-through, it's opportunities for those students when they graduate to reside, raise families, have jobs, build the tax base. So this is the role of the university in not just providing access and degrees, but also in lifelong learning and participation in civic society. This baseline predictability of funding will allow us to do things that we cannot do if we're in a crisis-driven mode on all of those fronts. And I think the 16,000 young high schoolers who leave annually, we've got to get that number down, because every one of them is paying tuition somewhere and doesn't come back. So I think that's a very important thing. On the diversity and the underrepresented minority question, we have deep commitments in both of those areas. We're very careful to make sure that we follow the kind of guidelines that you're talking about. And then finally, Trustee Montgomery, the loss of stellar faculty is the thing that keeps me up at night. It's not happening yet, but we go another year with this dysfunction, we will start to see people leave who take with them postdocs, their patents, their ideas, their small businesses, etc., and that is something that it's very hard to recover from. So there's an urgency of this, and that's why we put this proposal in our Tomorrow's University Today column. Because the today is italicized, because there's a degree of urgency to rectify this situation. So all these are very helpful comments. Thank you.
Colin, I think you had one other comment to make.
Yeah.
And then another one.
I just wanted to echo some of the other comments made. I applaud President Killeen and the General Assembly members for making this effort. I think it's a really bold and innovative strategy moving forward. I just wanted to echo the comment that Trustee Courts made about students leaving, high school students leaving for other universities. I'm obviously a little closer in age to those students, and they're not going to Indiana or Wisconsin or Iowa because the education is better there. They're going there because they're worried about the future of the University of Illinois. And the point about faculty is also well taken. I'm in an economics class right now. We're talking about the economics of risk and uncertainty. And I can't help but think that this is a perfect example of, if you can take that uncertainty and that risk out of the equation, there's not only tangible economic benefits, but there's also these intangible benefits where students and faculty feel more assured. The great research that goes on at this university, curing diabetes, for example, we can't overlook it. And the impact the university has on the state, right? Each taxpayer dollar that goes into the university has over a 19% annual return rate. I don't think there's many other investments the state can make with that kind of return. So I just I applaud the efforts, and I really hope that this works out.
Very good. Thank you, Colin.
Well,
I don't want to. Oh, Rick, I'm sorry.
So my last meeting on the Board of Trustees here today, so give me a second here to give one more piece of perspective. So earlier we had a presentation that our CFO, Walt, gave, and he put a chart, and I don't have photographic memory, so I may have to call Walt over in a little while. But he talked about the percentage of state support per tuition dollar. So if you go back to 1970, if you look at the tuition dollars being $1, the state provided just over $12 of additional support, right? So 1 to 12. You fast forward to 2016, that $12 went to 30 cents. So just give you an idea of how we went from really a state-supported institution to becoming one that gets 30 cents for every tuition dollar that our families provide. So I just wanted to give you that as perspective. So
all the things that we talked about today enable this great university and its over 81,000 students to provide the types of results that we that you know really well, whether it's at Urbana, it's with its extraordinarily computational engineering, certainly the liberal arts as well, but its success there. And in this university here in Chicago, with its medical center and, again, in its urban studies, we have our dean here doing just tremendous work. Sickle cell is just one of the things I mentioned earlier, but certainly diabetes. Imagine what that would mean to the world if we had stability in our funding. And in Springfield, it's terrific excellence, whether it's in distance learning or in government and in the many other areas. Again, imagine if we had the stability. We as leaders, you as leaders, I think the main thing that we're supposed to provide, the folks that we help, is just a sense of stability. And so that's all we're asking for here at the University of Illinois. Help us achieve that, and I think we will continue to provide great, great, tremendous results for this state. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick. Well, I'm sensitive to the fact that the next thing we do is actually vote to approve this. So. Again, thanks to you all. I hope you're going to stay around just for a little while we go through the next process. President Killeen, thank you again. I know that you have been talking about this, thinking about this for quite a while, collaborating with our legislative partners, and I appreciate the leadership that you brought to this. So.